Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, your favorite time of week, every single Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. on KBRT. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Today's show, counterintuitive show, why a doctor should never focus on your symptom. Indeed. Now, this is counterintuitive because all your focus is on your symptom. Of course it is. That's what makes sense to you. You hurt, you ache, you scream, you cry, you're up for surgery, so on and so forth. That, of course, is your chief concern. Contrary to the public's knowledge, that's not the way a good doctor should look at it. Yes. You focus on your symptom. When you pay good money, whether it's across the insurance board or to someone for cash, when you pay good money for help, you want that symptom to go away. Now, that makes sense. I know that makes sense to you, but a good doctor is going to look at you very, very differently. Today's show, the next 60 minutes, I want to fill you in on that. How a doctor looks at you, what you become to a doctor's eyes after many years. And you see this gap between reality and the perception of the client go down all the time. The client wants to come in, the patient wants to come in, the patient wants to sit down. It's vital to the patient that the patient tells their story. And of course, that's important to a point. It's vital to the patient. The doctor empathizes with the pain. Think about it. Think about your health concern. Think about the first thing in your mind when you walk into a doctor's office. That doctor needs to listen to your story. And that story is about your pain. Now, if you've had pain for a few weeks, well, in fact, perhaps that's the way you should look at it. But if you've been in pain a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, after all, holistic medicine, of course, not generally covered by insurance, not nearly enough, brings people in that have tried all the other avenues in medicine. By the time people come to a holistic practitioner, a nutritionist, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, so on and so forth, by the time they've come to the holistic practitioner, they've been everywhere else. You don't want to spend money out of your hard-earned pocket until you've tried what insurance will cover. So most of the people that come to holistic practitioners, they've had chronic issues, chronic diseases, things that have been going on for years. And here's the point. All the focus on your symptoms is the trap. Because what focusing on the symptom does is it blocks your sensors, the internal you that you should be refining, that you should be evolving, so that you can sensitize yourself to all these little flickers of progress along the way you never get to see. You put your head in the wrong place. And what you want to do then is pay a doctor to empathize with that. So your relationship with your doctor effectively becomes a pity party. Now, that's the hard truth for many, many people, and this is the trap. And this is what I want to focus on the show today. To replace that attitude, yes, it is you. Don't say it's not you, it is you. I've been doing this long enough to see at the end of the rope, third base we call it, the emotional core come up with people. And that emotional core is always the person that's crying out to be tended to, to be cared for, to be nurtured, to be loved, to be whatever you want to call it. But it's always there, and it's always driving the focus to the symptom, and it's always driving the negotiation with the client, with the patient, to let's talk about how much I hurt. And this doesn't work. And that's the truth. And you want the truth. That's why you listen to this show. This show is a not politically correct show. I pray political correctness in the United States is of yesteryear and done with before we flush ourselves down the toilet. Americans need to tell it like it is, and I think you're seeing that on the political forum today. We're sick of political correctness, and it's everywhere. Don't shake the rug because nobody wants to hear bad news. Now, okay, fine, but to a point where we're going to fall. Health care is a wreck. And I don't think holistic health care is that much better. It may be better intended, but the reality is, when you sit down in front of a doctor, a practitioner, a therapist, a holistic provider, somewhere along the line, your perception of where you need to put your attention when you're in pain, it's the hard part, you're in pain. What is this pain? Why am I in pain? How come I paid good money and I'm not out of pain? I went to this, that, and the other, and it's not working, and I'm still in pain. And all these other things are occurring and changing and begging you to take a look at. But you have a fixation on your pain. That's how most people get sick anyway. If you're sitting there listening now, and you have chronic pain, you have a disease, understand, this perspective started many years before you became sick. And you have to come to terms with that. The scariest thing I hear from people who have lived in pain for years, who have debilitated their existence for decades, is, I don't feel any tension. I don't have any anxiety. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a happy person. And it's not politically correct to point out that, no, that's not really the way it looks. There's tons of things going on. All right, get to the website. I hope you're on it now, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. That's with two T's. Okay. Here you go. How a doctor should look at you and not your symptoms. So you have back pain, we don't want to hear about it. Forget the pain. The question is, do you sleep? Now, every one of these statements I'm going to make, I've got an hour at least on the topic. So if you're new to the show, get on the website, get the subscription. We're at 223 shows. That's 223 hours. I have people across the globe that are getting their bodies healthy just listening to the show. If you really apply yourself to the show and think. Think, because not to think is not to heal. So I'm not going to elaborate enormously. I want to give you a comprehensive sort of summary of how a doctor should see you, of how you should see you. Focus on this, not your symptom. This is the way you think. Joe's got low back pain. Joe's got cancer. Joe's got heart disease. Whoever it is and whatever you suffer from, think this way. Sleep. If you don't sleep, you don't heal. Oh, yeah, I know. I got it. But you know, I got things to do. If you don't sleep, you don't heal. I'm telling you straight. And most of the time, the herbs that are supposed to put you to sleep, the melatonin, the St. John's wort, the valerian root, the L-tryptophan, so on and so forth, forget it. Yes, some of you get help from this. By and large, people in chronic states of illness who do not sleep do not respond to herbs to put you to sleep. If you're lucky, they take the edge off. And if I'm wrong, fantastic! Fantastic! But most of the time, I'm not. Most of the times, herbs to put you to sleep and all the little remedies you can Google up and try at night don't really work. And that's okay. You see why? That's a politically incorrect statement. I'm making a politically incorrect statement. I'm giving you bad news by telling you the truth. As a doctor, as someone that uses nutritional supplements, I'm giving you bad news so that you can get to the good news. And the good news is, if you try melatonin and you try tryptophan and you try whatever you try to sleep and it doesn't work, the good news is relax, because most of the time it doesn't. You get my point. Relax. You're probably not sleeping because you don't relax. And there's a million other reasons you don't sleep. And really, the whole sleep thing, to sum it up in a nutshell, is get healthy and somewhere along the line you'll start sleeping. How's that one? Get healthy and somewhere along the line you'll start sleeping. So if you walk into an office and you say, I need to sleep, I don't sleep, and the doctor says, get healthy and somewhere along the line you'll sleep, that's not politically correct. You see the problem. And yet it's the truth. So you, the client, you, the person with a symptom, you, the person with a health concern, can you begin to wrap your head around the reality of healing and not stay negatively imprinted with the mythology of healing? And that's what this show is about. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. A straighter show you will not get. We love nutritional supplements. We love healing, we love health, but what we want more than anything is for you to have a perspective in reality. Because when you've been sick for 3 or 4 decades, if you're not in reality, you will die sick. And that's my not politically correct statement right now. Lights Out, great book. Formby there, a couple of PhDs. I think he's out of Scandinavia. Don't listen to me, just read that book. And we mean straight sleep. And all the little nuances of how to get it. And enough said. I'm letting it go. You figure out how to sleep. But when your back pain's not gone, when the supplement and the cleanse and the chiropractic adjustment and the acupuncture treatment and the Pilates class and the yoga class and the Itrima type of low back pain exercises don't work, but you're not sleeping, now you got my point. And that's what I want you to do today. I want you to think about your symptom. Get a piece of paper, get a pen, write down your health concerns. Ask yourself, are you sleeping 6 to 8 straight hours? And if you're not, that's where you put your attention. Not on the symptom. All right, I feel good. I think we're getting the point across in its essence. Let's go to hormonal balance. Picture number 2, hormones. You have anxiety. You don't sleep. You have back pain. You have tumors. You have 100 different symptoms. And revolving around the world is this notion that some genius is going to come in and give you a hormonal elixir that's going to fix it all. Because, especially ladies, you don't really hear men talk about this. If men can't get their erections and have their sex life, it's hormonal. And if women are menopausal, irritable, irrational, so on and so forth, it's hormonal. And that's the public's concept of this. It must deepen broadly. Broadly and deeply. You must calculate into everything. Hormones. Balance of hormones. Here is the not politically correct statement. Forget your estrogens and your progesterone creams and all these groovy little herbs to help fix your hormonal issues. If, now it is if, so do not misunderstand me. I'm not attacking the use of these things. They can help, and help is good, but they always substitute for focus on sleep and cleaning the liver. The liver balances hormones, and sleep makes them. And that's the end of it. And all the people...